If you are planning on visiting an exotic location, why not try to visit the Lesser Sunda Islands in the Flores Sea near Borneo? These islands are in an excellent tropical region that is perfect for the curious tourist. One of the reasons they are perfect is because some of these islands are home to an endangered species, the Komodo dragon, scientifically known as Varanus komodoensis. I'm Matt Busby, reporting on the Komodo dragon. The Komodo, or Ora as the locals call it, is a very large lizard, sometimes reaching up to 3 meters in length. The males and females look very similar and are very hard to tell apart. The males are generally larger than the females, but even so, they are pretty similar. Komodos are carnivorous and actively hunt prey. Because of their size, they are able to consume large animals, such as deer or water buffalo. Despite their size and hunting tactics, they generally leave humans alone. One funny story, as reported by CNN in 2001, for Father's Day, Sharon Stone arranged a close-up visit for her husband, Phil Bronstein, with a Komodo dragon at the LA Zoo. The visit turned out to be too close when zoo workers asked Mr. Bronstein to remove his white shoes because they did not want the Komodo to mistake his shoes for the white rats that they were generally fed. After removing his shoes, the Komodo bit Mr. Bronstein's toe. The workers were able to release Mr. Bronstein's foot from the Komodo's mouth, but he was hospitalized to make sure he was all right. One generalization that people make is that Komodos are venomous. This is a mistake, but a view that is popular in the public eye. In 2004, a movie called Curse of the Komodo was released that portrayed Komodo dragons almost as dinosaurs. They are, in fact, not related to dinosaurs because they evolved separately. I have with me, in the studio, a man who recently viewed this movie. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, after viewing Curse of the Komodo, what do you think about Komodo dragons?
The movie portrays them as 30-foot-tall monstrosities straight out of Jurassic Park. When they bite people, their venom turns people into zombies, and bolts bounce right off of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, completely ridiculous. Possibly not the most accurate portrayal of Komodo dragons I've ever seen.
So what happens when the people turn into zombies?
Well, then they go bite other people and turn them into zombies.
So the people bite other people?
Yes.
Using the Komodo dragon's venom?
I'm not completely sure how that works.
Okay, well anyway, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me on your show.
So, as you can see, the movie portrays Komodo dragons in a manner that is not exactly realistic. In fact, Komodos do not have venom, but have an adaptation that allows bacteria to grow in their mouths and live in their saliva. This is a powerful adaptation for its hunting, because if a Komodo bites its prey, the bacteria that the prey is exposed to will probably kill the prey, even if it manages to get away. This allows either the hunter Komodo that bit the prey, or other Komodos that eventually find the animal, to consume it. One study conducted by Montgomery, Gillespie, Sastrowan, Fredeking, and Stewart in 2002 looked at the type of bacteria that is found in Komodo's saliva. This study found that the most common type of bacteria in the wild Komodos they tested was E. coli. They also found Staphylococcus and Streptococcus, along with a wealth of other types of bacteria. These were just the most common types of bacteria for the Komodos they studied. The researchers also found antibodies in the plasma of the Komodos that they suggested was a measure of protection for themselves, as well as from the bites of other Komodos. This shows that, in fact, Komodos are not venomous, but they do contain a wealth of bacteria, which is probably what movie makers took and exaggerated in Curse of the Komodo. Also, based on their track record, Komodos do not generally attack humans, but Mr. Bronstein is a special case. They must need their space, as most animals do. On Komodo Island, one can visit Komodo National Park and see Komodo dragons in their natural habitat. This is a much better place to see them than in a zoo or in a movie. They are an impressive creature, and there are not many of them left. Signing off, I'm Matt Busby. Thanks for listening.